Item number 33, from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational report regarding a professional services contract amendment in the amount of $51,001 from $99,999.99 to $151,000 with Hanson, Reeder, Dickinson, Kruger, LLC, and Cave Law Offices for the provision of legal representation relating to requests for proposals for transit services, including the Chapter 110 appeal and the public record suit filed by Milwaukee Transport Services, Inc. This item is passive review and informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Corporation Counsel Barb.
Sure. Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, thank you. This is the final final bill, final contract on this matter. This was the law firm that came in from the outside to represent the Department of Transportation in the contract issues and the challenge and the public records case. The bills that are covered by this, the last bill was, I believe, early March, right after the appeal committee heard its appeal and issued its decision. We waited until now so that we'd make sure we had everything collected and everything is done, and this is it. So I'm glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, it's passive review.
Any questions? Supervisor Lipscomb and Supervisor Jersey.
I guess one of my concerns was that the amount of money has been extended a couple of times, and I'm wondering to what extent any of this bill is the result of work they did consulting with the executor and or the department on whether or not they should sue us. Are we paying? Are we being asked to pay for time they spent figuring out whether they wanted to appeal the ADR?
No. This is all related to the defense of the appeal hearing or the appeal process.
Was there work done in that area that they waived or didn't seek reimbursement of?
There may have been one or two meetings. There's some no charge hearings. So I don't believe that they consulted about whether to No.
Okay. You're looking at a bill. You're saying that there were meetings that were waived. They just didn't, but those were not charged for those services.
No, I'm looking at a detail bill, and I just want to be sure I give you a correct answer.
Well, Mr. Bargan is looking. I've been informed by the through Director Tyler that the Sheriff's Department has this building on lockdown. I have no idea as to the nature of the reason for the lockdown, but nevertheless.
I can give you a little detail.
It's all clear? Oh, it's all clear. Okay. It's all, was it? It's all clear.
It had to do with a 15-year-old child who walked away upstairs and couldn't be found. And so they were basically, as I understand it, just checking IDs at the door. If you had an ID, you could get out. If you didn't, you might be in crisis.
Wow. So okay. We were on lockdown and didn't know it.
Wow. Well, I was informed 10, 15 minutes ago about it. So. So it's all clear. The situation is all clear. So
give
yourself
an answer.
The sheriff.
You don't give some people a raise.
Well, the point is that we're here in Oakland and hardly anybody else is walking out. So if they had walked out, then they would have found out the name. They would have found out what the sheriff's department would have asked them, would have inquired of them, and then they would find out. So we're here to do our job.
Mr. Chairman, I understand that you respect all the things you have said, but if we're on lockdown, as elected officials, we need to know also that why we are on lockdown.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That part I didn't know. So all I know is that there was to have been a lockdown. Yeah, there is a lockdown.
So there was temporarily a missing teenager. And
well, I'm glad it was more just a missing teenager.
Okay, I need to go back. I'm sorry. I did find four entries here that involve at least considering whether there was going to be an appeal. those total $26.50. There was no appeal.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Appeal of the appeal process.
$26.50, so that's what they spent. Okay. Can you tell me how these two firms were chosen?
Not exactly. Try not to do this much anymore, but they were chosen before I got here and were underway. The Hansen firm has done work for the county over the years. I believe that it was an RFP, but I'm just not sure. I don't know if Mr. Dranzik is here anymore. I do know that Mr. Cade's office is a DBE office, a minority office, and so was brought in. He's a litigator with some experience around town. So he was brought in as a DBE assistant.
I thought the report said he was not a DBE.
Well,
it's a minority firm.
Minority firm.
He's not actually a DBE.
Okay. Minority firm.
The Hansen firm has done work for the county over the years. And so.
I thought the Kate name was familiar, and I just connected it. So, around the same time, the county exec appoints Cade to the Research Park Board. I guess I'm interested in how they came to be retained, what relationship there may be.
I cannot answer that. As you can see, Mr. Grady's not here today.
I'm sorry to surprise you. I literally made the connection as I'm sitting here.
Mr. Grady had some time off planned today and couldn't change it when the meeting was changed. So.
I just, particularly given that you're now saying that it was a decision made before you, you know, also appointed to the same board, your predecessor. So it's of interest to me whether there's a very... close relationship, and that may be, if that's in any way connected to how people got some of this work. So. Are we under the same scenario we were with that contracted work, where we were basically told you have to pay the bill because we already contracted for it, whereas in this case. They were specifically contracted for an amount, and they went well over it. What is our obligation to pay?
Well, I think what happened here is that the amount was approved through, and I was here for this, the first amount was just under $100,000 in January 14th, and then the appeal process went forward. They became the attorneys for the department in defending the appeal. Our office couldn't do it, in part because we were representing you, in part because it was a complicated matter that required outside assistance. The hearing, as you know, came up quickly once it was finally once it was scheduled and so on. And so there was a lot of work that had to be done all at once, and litigation happens that way sometimes. They've done the work. They did it on the expectation they would be paid. They admittedly did not have a contract. I think they did it in good faith. I think they, in the course of professional dealings, lawyer and client, they would expect to be paid. I would think that they would have a claim against the county if they weren't paid, but this is not quite as clear-cut as some of the other cases that we've had. So I don't want to sit here and say that there's a legal basis not to pay them, but I understand that what you're saying. They did the work, and now we're asking later on to be approved. So it's a different situation.
So I guess what I'm getting at is, what is my approval of anything, any extension matter, if they can run up whatever bill and submit it later, and as long as the department's good with it, it comes here, and I'm supposed to, not even asking for approval, but a passive review.
Well, the only thing I can say is that, you know, we have a litigation reserve. This comes out of the litigation reserve. The reason it's a litigation reserve is because litigation can be unpredictable. It's the litigation reserve is an account that we oversee. It's different than getting approval ahead of time. I definitely agree with that. But we do watch it. We keep an eye on it. We get good rates from these attorneys. I can guarantee you that these are far below private sector rates as relates to the discussion that we had earlier about salaries. And I have no question in my mind in recommending that this work is good value for service, good service for value. Yes, it's coming in after the fact, but I do recommend that it be approved and hope that it would be.
But no action is necessary under the text of the review, right?
That's correct.
I don't have to vote to approve such a contract.
You can, your choices would be object, no action, or approve.
So if we, because this is a passive review item, if we did not reject this item, it would be processed anyway.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
So much for passive review. Supervisor Jersey?
With regard to the two firms, did the Cade Law Office, were they brought in by Hansen? And Hansen then directed the services of the Cade Law Office?
I know that Hansen directed the services of the Cade Law Office, that they worked together. I don't know specifically. Well, here's a case where they worked, the two law firms worked directly with the Department of Transportation. My sense was that Hansen directed Cade, or that Hansen was definitely the lead lawyer on the case. Cade did what I think Hansen requested, but I don't know.
Do you have any idea what the expertise of the Cade Law Office is that they were brought in?
Litigation.
I'm sorry?
Litigation.
So they're
general contract litigation, yeah.
And
I
Hansen,
mean, that's their expertise, that they work
Hansen
together.
Hansen knows the expertise of the transportation regs and so on.
Yes.
Can I ask, are we just paying one bill then to the Hansen Law Firm and they're paying Cade? Is that how this is working?
Just one bill.
Do we know the breakdown of the two?
In other words, the prime is getting so much and the subprimes, right. Subcontractors getting what? Is there,
what's the DBE split?
Is there a delineation?
I mean, it seems even on, you know, a passive review, you might actually have one of these if the Corp Counsel wanted to do separate separate billing statements might be under what we even get to look at from passive review. I mean,
it is the total amount. There's no separate contract for Cade. It's coming in as one amount.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm not going to continue to create that. I'm just suggesting to this board, since we don't get to review these things up front, maybe we ought to be careful about putting too much money in that litigation reserve. So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Cohen.
Yes, you know, my only comment is, you know, it's interesting to see a $99,999.99 contract.
That's
true. Yeah. Oh. You know, and then they just go over it, and then it's like, well, you got to pay them because they did the work. So, I mean, yeah, it's passive review, but we didn't get to review the contract as Supervisor Jurek said in the first place. So this is our only shot. I mean, I got no objection to voting no if someone wants to make the motion and Hansen decided to do $50,000 worth of work without, you know, the authorization to do it. And, you know, maybe that money can be found somewhere else. But, it's not something that I care deeply about, but it is sort of a symptom of the problems that we have is that, you know, then they come to and say, "Well, you got to do this now."
Then we have the same thing, Mr. Chairman.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Supervisor Mayo.
We have the same thing with item number 34. Yeah. So
I know nothing with that one.
So
basically, I recommend to you, Mr. Chair, to Corp Counsel, anytime you decide you're going to go over $100,000, you need to bring the contract along because it's passing review. Because that stepped over the boundary of what that organization or department head could do. So we can look at it and see what DBE requirements were put in there. You don't know the breakdown of that. You don't know the breakdown of actually what the contract was about. You just telling us that it's this could be not you, and I believe in you. You have worked with, been true to me and honest. But department head could be lying to us about exactly what they did because this is all we got. And I think that's unfair to the policymakers and also to the taxpayers, what we're paying for. Because they're going to say, do you really know what they did? We only went by this little brief paragraph. So we need a little bit more information. Once it get past that $100,000, it's nowhere in Act 14 or Act 10, whatever you want to say, that we do not be able to see the contract. Because it says up to $100,000, we don't have to come here. Beyond that, pass review of the contract. And then you can get your interpretation. I know sometimes your interpretation I don't agree with, and we discuss it, but we need to know more information. Even you, if your wife came to you and said, dear, I went up to $1,000, but I'm going up to $50,000 now, and this is a brief paragraph, would you say, okay, it's past review?
The luxury I have is that my wife keeps all the counts in my house.
Well, you got me on that one.
I have to go to my wife. I understand what you're all saying, and I do hope that you review this, approve this. I understand your questions. I understand this is not the best situation, but here we are.
If we don't do nothing, it's paid, right?
Right.
This is taken care of anyway. Yes.
Well, let's go do nothing. Let's move on, man. Unless somebody objects, Mr. Chairman.
The committee will take no action. Thank you very much.